Dan, French researchers looked at patients who either had knee surgery or breast cancer surgery. What were they examining?
Well, they were looking at their anxiety, specifically their levels of anxiety and depression on the day before surgery. And then they followed up at 3, 6, and 12-month intervals after their surgery.
Okay, and what did they find?
Well, this is not going to come as a shock, but what they found was higher levels of anxiety and depression before surgery puts patient at higher risk for developing chronic pain and chronic pain at higher intensity levels after surgery.
You say this doesn't come as a surprise. Why not?
Well, it's because what we think about something or how we experience something in advance is usually how we experience it. So if we think the world is a safe place, that people are good, we generally experience our lives that way. How we think about something is the way we experience it. So if you think your surgery is going to be traumatic, that you're going to be living with great pain after it, then the likelihood is you will. If you think your surgery is going to be an interruption in your life and that's all, chances are it will. Now, I'm not talking about all surgeries, and some surgeries you do wind up with fairly long-term severe pain. But how you think about something really does influence the outcome tremendously.
Are you saying the pain is all in my head?
Yes. All pain is in our head. Well, more specifically, it's in our brain. I mean, you cut your arm, your arm doesn't feel pain, right? The message goes to the brain, and then the message comes out of the brain that, ouch, that hurts, and then you feel it in your arm. But if you have chronic pain, the message goes into your head that you have pain. Now, what comes out? What has to come out of that? Is it simply an experience of pain, or is it a storyline now? That this means X, Y, Z. This means my life is over. This means I'm suffering. This means, and then what we experience is not just pain, but the storyline. We have all this suffering, and it tends to last longer that way.
To go back to the findings on anxiety and its relationship to pain, what can doctors take away from these findings?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, and because it's very important that doctors acknowledge patients' mood before surgery and that they do what they can to help. Doctors need to understand that this is important for surgical outcome. And simply putting one's hand on a patient's shoulder and saying it'll be okay is sometimes helps, but if you've got an anxious patient or a depressed patient, that's not going to help. And if you want them to suffer less, if you want a good surgical outcome, you're going to help them diminish their anxiety. That's not your job. You're a surgeon, and you don't have these skills. But it would be great if you had somebody on staff, you know, a social worker, to sit with them once or twice, to give them some tools to help them through, or a health psychologist. But you know, it's easy, it's not expensive, and it can be very helpful.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.